very much.
Thank
okay,
you.
I'd like to welcome you. Thank you for coming and doing this, Kevin, and Doug, and please go ahead.
Great. Thank you, Aubrey. This is Kevin Wilson. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for ICANN, and I'm excited to be making the presentation here. As we mentioned before the recording, Doug Brent was also on the call, our Chief Operating Officer, to help with the presentation. So just so you know, I started at ICANN last June during the San Juan meeting. So this is my first time through the cycle, and it's been a great experience to hear the constituents give feedback on the budget and operating plan. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you now. I'm on Adobe Connect right now, so I'm going to follow through the slides. For those who might or might not be on the actual Adobe Connect, I'll try to remember to mention the slide number that we're on, so they can follow through on a on their own slide presentation. So this is for the fiscal year 09 operating plan and budget. For those who might not know, the fiscal year starts July 1st, 2008 and ends on June 30th, fiscal year 09. So that's the budget that we're talking about. The presentation that I'm prepared to give with the slides, there's 10 or 15 slides. It'll only take 10 or 15, maybe 15 minutes, maybe sometimes 20 minutes if I speak slowly. And there's opportunity for questions. Aubrey, I think you've reserved 1 hour for the presentation. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I think we'll have plenty of time for questions. So if you're on Adobe and you'd like to raise your hand, or it looks like a small enough group, so we can just insert a question or two, and then we'll have plenty of time for questions at the end as well. So the purpose of the presentation is essentially to describe our fiscal year 09 operating plan and budget, starting with how we arrived here. For those familiar with the process, this will be a quick review. I'd like to highlight some of the key points of the operating plan, and then obviously highlights of the actual dollar amounts or the amounts that we're budgeting and proposing to spend for fiscal year 09. And then I'd like to close with the pillar that this is really a community process. This is not a top-down budget. This is a bottom-up budget that's reflecting what we think the priorities and the initiatives of the community. So this conversation that we're having now, as well as that we've had ever since Delhi and before and after, for that matter, are all very important part of this presentation. This is it's an important to understand that. And then at the very end, I'll highlight the next steps so that we're all clear on what needs to happen. So ICANN's planning cycle is characterized in slide 2, which essentially describes the one-year cycle. So the first 6 months of the year, from July to January, we have a strategic planning cycle update, which is the three-year strategic plan. And that sets forth the key priorities for the for ICANN for the following 3 years. And then the second 6 months of the year, January through June period, which we're in right now, obviously, is the operating plan and budget, both to be finalized in June. The strategic plan for this cycle was completed and posted and approved by the board in December of 2007. This year, we also, at the New Delhi meeting, presented an initial framework, which was a high-level overall look at the budget based on initial work that we had done at a high level. And that was presented in New Delhi. I know many of you participated in that presentation, and we've had quite a few formal conversations and lots of informal conversations, emails and traffic, feedback on that presentation. Since then, we've taken that basic framework and matched it with the detailed cost estimates from our project and department managers down to specific line items and scrubbed the numbers and made sure, you know, eliminated duplicates and things like that. And so now we've posted the draft operating plan and budget, which most of you are at least aware of, if not have read in detail. And that plan is what we're talking about now, the draft plan. That plan, just for reference, essentially reflects that which was presented in New Delhi, with some scrubbing of numbers and as I mentioned, the community consultation on to amend certain items. But essentially, it follows the same plan. So for those of you who read the 20-some page document at New Delhi, you should be reflecting the 40-some page of the draft plan should reflect the same general parameters. We're now in the process of the community consultation, which we've met with most of the various constituencies, and we're excited to continue that and get more public comment and grab that together. And then we'll complete our the final draft and present it at Paris, accept final feedback, and then have the board vote on it and hopefully approve it at the June 26th ICANN Paris meeting. Slide 4 captures the essence of what I just described and just highlights this improvement in the process that we really brought forth the budget framework and the operating plan earlier in the cycle to allow for more extended community consultation. And we received feedback in years past that the budget and the operating plan were presented so close to the June meeting that there wasn't enough time to digest it, read it, and impact the budget. So we're happy about improving that and always looking for ways to improve the process. On slide 5 highlights the key operating plan activities scheduled for fiscal year 09. First on the list is the new GTLD implementation, the GNSO policy, and then the actual law of accepting applications in fiscal year 09. The second one is to progress on the IDN activities and putting IDNs in the route. The third is investing in the IANA function to improve the services and functions. Next on the list is strengthening security and systems infrastructure. And the fifth is to enhance our contractual compliance on behalf of registrants. And the last point is to strengthen the multi-stakeholder model to reach out to more internet users and potential constituencies and more geographic areas and more functional areas as well. So that was a mouthful by necessity, which is ICANN's intention is to execute one of, if not the most demanding and expansive operational plan. Correspondingly, as you can imagine, there are significant costs associated with implementing that on personnel, travel, consulting, and just general administrative costs associated with that. Slide 6 captures in graphical way mode the essence of the budget for the year, and you'll see that the big growth in the budget this year is largely driven by the what's shown here in red by the key initiatives, the organizational initiatives that we've highlighted in the prior slide, and we'll talk more about, as well as the implementation completion of the implementation process and for the new GTLD program. The slide 7 highlights the overall budget in words, essentially about $61 million, almost $61 million is projected in revenue. This is coming from two major growth areas. One is the contractual monetary contracts, particularly the Verifone contract, is stepping up in fiscal year 9. In addition, the general growth and domain name growth, so the transaction fee growth as well, is projected to increase somewhat. The point there that I make on this first bullet point about the AGP fee changes, so the budget assumes that the proposed reduction in the ad grace period, the 5-day ad grace period, would take place, and so therefore that would take place. We believe that that will not have an impact on the revenue overall for ICANN, and that will be an opportunity to manage the domain name tasting aspect. Chuck, did you have a question right now?
Yes. In that regard, and this may be more of a question for Kurt, so I'm glad he's on, but this came up in a discussion a few weeks ago in some group I was in. The 10% threshold, am I correct in assuming that that would be applied on an individual registrar basis, not on a overall registry basis for a given TLD? Does that make sense?
10% growth in revenue?
Yeah, what I'm asking, Kurt, is that there's two ways the 10% threshold could be applied. It could be applied for all .coms, for example, and only the ones that fall below that. I'm assuming that it would apply on an individual registrar basis. So, in other words, GoDaddy, anything below the 10% threshold would not be charged the transaction fee. Anything above it would be charged a transaction fee for deletes in the ad grace period.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's correct. Yeah, that made sense. But somebody had raised that, and I forget who. The follow-up question in that, then, is there, and this may be impossible, but and I'm sure you thought of it, but is the, what about families of registrars? Because obviously it seems like there could be a gaming of that by spreading your deletes across different registrars in the same family.
Right, so I think that'd probably still be available if registrars wanted to do that.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chuck.
Chuck, this is Doug. Can I have a quick follow-up to that?
Sure.
Do you think the numbers are such that in these registrar families that registrars who engaged in a high amount of tasting could spread it out enough to make that a meaningful sort of gaming or workaround of the system?
I don't know. And it's not a huge concern for me. In fact, it's just a thought
sure.
that just came to me. I suspect it's something that if it really was a big problem, we could deal with later. But I literally didn't even think of that possibility until just now.
Thanks, Chuck.
Great. Thank you. I'm not sure how to turn off your microphone.
I'm trying to see if I can do that. Let me see. I could put laughter or – no, I don't want to do that. Let's see.
Okay, well –
step away. No, I don't know.
I'm still learning, I think. Roman, if you're on, maybe you can
maybe step away? Let me try step away.
Okay. Good. There we go. No, I'm not sure. Anyway.
There's a status button at the bottom.
There's a status bar for everyone's status. Let's see if that works. I know how to do it. I did it. I have to click on an icon next to check as the presenter.
So you have to do it. There we go.
I have to do it, yeah. It took me to work. Apologies for the sidestep there. But the on with the still on slide 7, the operating expenses, as we've discussed repeatedly, are projected to increase up to $51.8 million. And the overall expenses, which includes contingency, bad debt, and depreciation, is $58.5 million. We also have a healthy growth in our capital expenditures just to invest in ICANN, mostly technical infrastructure to prepare us for years. That depreciation, by the way, depreciation of that capital expenditures is captured in the operating expenses above. So this drives down to the increase in the reserve fund. The strategic plan suggested that the reserve fund be set to grow to the point where it would cover operating expenses over the next 3 to 5 year period. That suggests roughly about $10 million per year. Doing the math and looking at the amount of increases, we felt the current thought was that we should reduce that growth in the current fiscal year 09 by reduce it down to $2.2 million as opposed to going to the revenue sources and asking for more or cutting back on some of these operating plans even more. So that's how that works. Slide 8 really just captures what we talked about there, that this drives a $60 million revenue number, expenses of $58 million, and then that drives down to $2 million plus on the increase in the reserve fund. Slide 9.
Kevin?
Doug? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I had a comment previously. You know, I know some people, Chuck, in past years has followed this closely. Just wanted to mention with respect to the contingency amount, that this was new for the Board Finance Committee anyway to consider declaring a formal contingency as part of the budget in fiscal year 08. At the time we did that, there was a management commitment to sort of manage to the bottom line expense, not to the contingent amount. And it looks like, you know, obviously the fiscal year doesn't close to the end of June. We have significant expenses in June, so it's hard to project out to the penny, but it looks like we will close fiscal year 08 essentially on target. You know, maybe a few dollars less or more, but essentially on target for the bottom line spending numbers, not having used the contingency. So we're moving forward into a period next year with the launch of new GTLDs where, you know, there's both a bigger budget and more uncertainty next year. But again, the intention would be not to spend that contingent amount and manage to the lower operating expense number. That was my comment, Kevin.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. Actually, before I move on, are there any general questions there? I don't want to move too quickly, and I haven't seen any slow down or speed up.
Kevin, just if I can just jump in instead of raising my hand here. So on this slide 8, then, so it's anticipated at the end of fiscal year 09, if everything goes according to plan, that the reserve fund balance would be just shy of $35 million. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Just want to make sure I understand it correctly.
Yep. Good. The next slide here, slide 9, captures the essence of the dollars associated with our key organizational initiatives. So you can see here the new GTLD program in the fiscal year 09 budget is north of $8 million. Looking at some of the categories that might be specifically a specific interest to this group, and probably all of them are, each of them have significant dollar amounts showing significant increase. For example, broadened participation, which includes translation and transcription services, security, the develop the policy processes. I think we have significant amount on the GNSO policy and organizational change implementation, so and organizational reviews. So there's a rough idea on those. We can take questions on some of those items if you like, or wait till the end. And obviously, the operating plan and budget describes that in more detail. On slide 10, this captures in just a couple of bullet points a fairly complicated. I could tell by some of the questions on the other constituency calls. a fairly complicated concept. So I'm going to try to say it as simply as possible, and hopefully this is captured as clearly as I can, which is that this current fiscal year 09 draft operating plan and budget, as described, does capture costs for the new GTLDs. And that includes the cost to complete the implementation details for the policy. Kurt and his group are working very hard on that, and as well as essential staffing to prepare for the scaling. So if 100 applications come in on day one, that we'll be ready for that. It does not include any revenue from applications or ongoing registry fees or registrar fees, for that matter, for the new GTLD program. It also does not include the variable application costs to actually process an application. So any outside costs that we would incur to actually process a dispute or an evaluation, that is not included in that. So the question is, well, where are those costs? Where is that revenue? And so the answer is there will be a separate GTLD policy. There will be a separate GTLD, new GTLD budget prepared, and we're in the process of preparing that actually. So once the policy is actually approved, a draft RFP is posted for comment, and then you'll see, and I might be going out a little bit of a limb here, but my estimate is, internal estimate for our department is somewhere in the Cairo meeting period that we actually have.
Hello.
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 Welcome.
Hello. Can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear you now, Kevin.
Okay, good. So that separate budget would include the revenue and expenses for the applications and operations. And it would include the fees associated with the to offset the cost of the program. So just to be really clear, this was a bit confusing for others, the revenue associated with the separate GTLD would essentially exceed the cost of that new GTLD, sufficient to fund the initial costs that have been already spent prior to that separate GTLD. So in short, the GNSO recommendation to have a revenue cost neutral GTLD program would be complied with, and the separate budget would recover all those costs. This will be covered in more detail in the Paris meeting. Chuck, you had a question.
Yeah. By the way, I understood that part, the cost neutral, revenue cost neutral part. But obviously, there are funds in the budget for new TLDs this year's the fiscal 09 budget, as well as fiscal year 08. And I'm assuming that those costs are covering all the work that is going on. And those costs will not be rolled into the application costs and dispute resolution costs. Is that correct?
This is Kurt. If I understand your question, we've collected the startup implementation costs that we've incurred as part of the GTLD program, and the application fees will absorb those costs. So, at some certain rate, so that you think of the GTLD application fee, it'll be the direct costs associated with processing the application, and then some percentage applied to absorb the burden created by the get ready costs.
Okay, then. Thanks, Kurt. That's helpful. So the what then are the costs that are in the fiscal year 08 budget that are budgeted for new TLDs and in fiscal year 09 budget? If they're ultimately going to be recouped later, does that then mean those won't be extended? Do you follow what I'm getting at? in other words, let's just focus on fiscal year 08 right now.
Right.
There were funds budgeted in fiscal year 08 for new TLDs.
Right.
If I heard you correctly, and I may be saying more than what you meant, then those funds are going to be rolled into the application costs, so they will be recouped through application fees, which means it wasn't a budget expenditure then.
Well, it was an expense in that it was you know really cash out the door because we had to spend that money.
Correct, but you're going to get that money back through application fees.
Right. So
how is that then reconciled in the fiscal year 08 budget? And of course, the same question would apply to fiscal year 09.
Right. So from a cash flow standpoint, with the timing of the TLDs, we see. Little application fees actually affecting the FY09 budget, but we will, we're going to create this separate budget in the next several months to identify, actual cash out for direct expenses and cash in for application fees, so that will be held separate. As a result of all that. I can certainly realize is there's, depending on timing, an opportunity for significant cash or revenue flow during the TLD process for the reason of receiving many application fees or other reasons. And so that's why that's being held separate in order to accommodate that cash flow and then make a, depending on the size of it, make the right determination how that cash should be allocated out.
So if I'm correct, when the actual expenses are reconciled for fiscal year, let's just look at fiscal year 08, after the new GTLD process and you've received the application fees, there will actually be an adjustment to the expenses that were expended for new TLDs, and that would go down to zero for fiscal year 08.
Hey, Chuck, this is Doug. We should let Kevin talk about this. I'm not an accountant. I don't play one on TV. I actually don't think there's any sort of accounting issue associated with, spending money in one period and just from a strict financial accounting point of view, getting revenue in a future period. I think that there is a big issue for ICANN in being really clear as we put forward this new budget exactly how any proceeds are intended to be used. I think that's really critical for the community, and we'll be clear on that. I actually don't think it creates any requirement to amend prior budgets or do that kind of reconciliation.
And I'm not talking about changing the budget in the
right.
future. I'm talking about, the amount actually expended, because there is no, as you pointed, as Kevin pointed out, there is no the revenue from application fees is not in this budget, okay?
Right.
Nor was
right.
it in the fiscal year 08 budget, okay?
Right.
But the costs that are in the budget are in there. For monies expended in fiscal year 08, and there's some costs in there for fiscal year 09. So what I'm just wondering how, in terms of reporting of how you did with regard to the budget, that does become a factor.
Well, maybe we should take this offline and respond. In my mind, Chuck, I don't see that. But
we can take it offline.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. I think if VeriSign spends a dollar today and 3 years from now there's some recouping of that dollar, I think it looks like a dollar of expense today and it looks like revenue 3 years from now. I think that the critical thing is that we need to do a very clear accounting of what the use of all the revenue will be. However, having said that, if there's some hidden issue here that I'm not seeing, we'd love to talk to you about that, and maybe you, Kevin, and I could
yeah, that's fine. I may be missing something, too. Okay.
Yeah, since this was a common question or a common confusion that I've heard throughout the constituents calls, if I could just embellish it just with another sentence, and then we could take it offline, which is that the some of the comments were, gee, why are we spending all this money? Why are existing registrants spending money for to benefit future registrants? And the answer is those costs need to be spent now. We don't know what the model is yet. Once the model is in place, so we're planting the seed for to answer their questions, gee, why am I do I have to collect, if it's revenue cost neutral, why am I collecting more revenue than the operational variable cost is incurring? Well, the answer is to recover the expenses that we incurred getting ready for the launch. So that's kind of a short thing. But Chuck, I think it's a good idea. We could take it offline and discuss that in more detail. I'd like you to really understand that deeply.
Thanks.
Great. Aubrey, you have a question too.
Well, just a quick comment. If this is an issue that's been coming up in many ways in the various sessions that you've had, then I think it's fine to talk about it offline, but maybe you'll be able to come back with some sort of general explanation after you've all talked about it offline so that other people can understand how it resolves.
That's thank you very much. And that's a good segue to the slide after this one, so which is basically the comment about the community comment. Let me go on to slide 11, if I could, which is basically a recap of what the activities are with the new GTLD program, and this will help clarify this as well, which is that the in addition to completing the implementation of the new GTLD policy and the details associated with that, that includes the dispute resolution process for contention strings, et cetera, developing the RFP, getting that approved. In addition, we mentioned in Doug mentioned in the presentation in Delhi at the high level framework about the advertising or communication of the new GTLD program. There's significant dollars spent, and we've received feedback on how to spend that. So I think we have a better plan for the communication of the global communication of that, and so that's factored in there to make sure that we're communicating what the communicating the new program. In addition to investment in just the core infrastructure of IT and the IANA processes to get ready for the potential increase in the GTLDs. Can you see that? Okay now? Or did something change?
Went to slide 12.
Okay, good. So in addition, there's other significant efforts that we've been talking about, launching the IDNs in the root, the fast track for the CCTLDs. We mentioned about broadening participation. This includes, this is a broad word, broadened participation, but it includes items such as more translation dollars. I think it's close to $1 million in translation costs, that there's more remote access for various meetings and grabbing so we can incorporate more folks into that process. There's more outreach to more parts of the globe. The travel support policy is just being discussed separately as part of this as well. There's also the implement the GNSO improvements and provide new support for organizational reviews, including new headcount to manage that process. Augmenting compliance capabilities, strengthening and deepening that, that's obviously a key concern, and that's part of that as well, in addition to the security initiatives that have been talked about. Slide 13 is just a recap of where we're heading. Aubrey, I think your comment about the specific question that we'll discuss feeds in nicely to this. So we are capturing the comments, writing them down. We have a lot of frequently asked questions, so we'll be putting that in a document. And as we march to Paris, we'll include that in the next draft, and it'll be included in the final document, feedback on what questions have come up and our responses to that, and obviously amend the budget as needed to reflect those changes. So in summary, it's really important that we have lots of feedback, lots of comments, lots of suggestions, and get that from the community. We've received lots of good comments and questions at each of the constituency calls, and we're capturing those, and we encourage those to put it on the public comment as well. The following slides, and we can open up to general questions, the following slides are really reference points to drive questions, so this presentation could be sent out to others, for example, Aubrey and Glenn, who might want to provide public comment. So the links are there as well. And the last slide just shows the comparison for the Dean Daley framework to this specific budget. And you can see that essentially it follows the same pattern, same general growth. There we've fine-tuned a number of the numbers and allocation methods doing that. So if there's any questions or comments or suggestions, we'd really welcome those. And we really appreciate your participating.
Well, I would have a question, actually.
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
All right. The question I have is...
the hand raising or can speak up on the microphone, however they wish.
Okay. So the question I have is how are we going to find out about how the money has actually been spent next year? So that's one thing I'm asking for the last 3 years already. I never got an answer for that.
Okay.
We all.
Let me make sure I understand. Your question is a reporting on the actual spend each month or each quarter, each year?
Yes.
Okay. So have you seen the dashboard real briefly?
No.
Okay. So I know I started in July, so I can't other than what Doug and Kurt have shared with me, what's been done in the past. I know that we've made steady progress in the reporting and transparency and accountability. We're always looking for improvement, so I'd like to, I'm going to put that in as a question and at least show you the dashboard, which shows the,
Yeah, Kevin, I think this is maybe simpler. Tom, just go to ICANN.org.
I'm just looking at it.
Yeah, and click on the left-hand column. It says dashboard. And if you click on that and then click on finance, that gets updated monthly.
Yes. But that's pretty broad, I would say.
Right, it is. It's at a high level. I will tell you that what we're doing with these dashboards, and you'll see more of these over time show up. These are the first few. We have three levels of these dashboards that we're using internally. And, you know, first is for internal management purposes, second, at a little less detailed level with the board, and third, with the community. The idea is to add more and more of these, and frankly, you know, just the concern is that we want to sort of trial them internally and make sure they're working and the data are accurate and they're getting updated monthly, and we will definitely be providing, you know, a higher level of detail for finance as well as, you know, there are, you know, we probably have a set of, you know, 10 or 15 of these that we're using internally for management purposes. So you'll, over the next year, you'll see more and more of these show up as well.
All right, but are you thinking about actually putting out some kind of a paper report like most of the companies do, which is talking about the monthly or the quarterly numbers?
I mean, we could do a paper report. We certainly do an annual report and have an audited, you know, audited financials annually that gets posted that would have given you all the details on actual spend and the full audit, as well as that's published annually as part of the, you know, as part of ICANN's annual report. There's detailed financials, including actual spend included there. You know, I guess we could do a quarterly report as well, but, you know, the balance point is our finance staff, you know, our full accounts payable, accounts receivable, financial analysis and reporting, and CFO is four people. So that would just be a challenge, but, you know, that's something we could certainly look at.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we have to do it on a quarterly basis, but something that gives us more information about what the money has actually been spent on. But, I mean, there are some amounts that are awfully high, if you ask me, like $7 million for the new TTD introduction process. That's a lot of money, and we never had any feedback on what it's actually being spent on. And not, you know, we just, as members of that kind of community, and especially as a registrar and registries actually funding a lot of these exercises, we would actually like to know where the money goes to, whether it's contracting, whether it's legal fees, whatever it is, personal, it's staffing. Yeah, just to get a better understanding and picture on how I can just run.
Okay. Good. I mean, I think that's a good point, and I think that we could, you know, for example, on the specific point you raised about the composition, I'm sorry, my brain's not quite awake yet, but the composition of the number that goes into the new GTLD line item in this budget, I think we could give you a more detailed breakdown of that.
That would be great.
Yeah. So, Kevin, I hope you're taking notes on that one, that we should make sure we have that in the FAQ.
I assume that the previous reports are easily available online. I mean, I don't remember where they are, but I guess they don't break things down quite the way he was asking. Is that what is the issue there?
You know, it's funny, Albert. Yes, they all are available online, and you know, I was trying to remember as I was answering the question exactly at what level of detail these things are shown, and I'll have to go back and check myself. But I would just say, if people have questions in general, send them. And I think that, you know, as I was trying to say, as Kevin was trying to say, we've been steadily cranking up the amount of information, including these dashboards, et cetera, that we're making available. I think in the last 2 years of budget, including in this year, we are trying to show in fiscal 08 how much did we spend on the new GTLD program. But if there's questions, either we'll point people back to the documents where the information is already, or that'll inform us going forward where we need to, you know, provide more detail.
I guess I was just thinking that the source of the information in an economic report might be different, and that was the only thing. Thank you.
Okay. Looks like Chuck's hands up. Oh, Kevin, well, I'm seeing Kevin. It says I fell off the call trying to call back in. Doug, I'm on hold. So I guess I'm the second choice moderator here. Chuck, do you want to go ahead and ask your question?
Sure. And this isn't something you talked about today, but and let me first of all make sure that I interpreted information in the budget and operating plan correctly. If I did, what I see is a prediction of about $500,000. Shortfall for projected CCTLD revenue in fiscal year 08, and
right.
Yet then I think there's a projection for fiscal year 09 revenue of a $500,000 increase. I'm sure,
right.
How do I reconcile that? They're not. It doesn't look like you're going to achieve your revenue forecast for 08. In fact, a $500,000 short, and then
mm-hmm.
Yet you're increasing the projection for 09 by $500,000, that doesn't seem to reconcile for me. There must be some basis for doing that.
There is. Two things, Chuck, one of which is that the billing cycle of fiscal year 08 was such that we think we've just missed some of the revenue that could have fallen into fiscal year 08 with better billing, and that's going to come into fiscal 09. So some of that is just a move of revenue from period to period.
Okay.
Second thing is that, you know, this has been personally something I've been trying to take on. In fact, I've been to Europe twice in the last 2 months to engage with country code operator managers to look at this model of contribution and, you know, both long-term and short-term. There's been a couple of, you know, I'll say the vector in the right direction, decisions with the vector in the right direction, although still probably in absolute terms relatively small increases. But both DNIC and URID have voluntarily increased their contribution. And, you know, that's something as a staff for the overall success and health of the ICANN model, I think we'd like to see, you know, changes over time with some increasing contribution from the country code operators, and we're working actively on that.
Now,
you know,
I know you've heard this elsewhere, but I'll bring it up again because I think it's important for all of the GNSO to think about this. and that is that with the introduction of IDN TLDs, it's hard for me to believe that the CCTLD contributions come anywhere near close to the support that's being provided for them and us, okay,
right.
Both of us, for IDNs. And so it creates a real quandary on the GNSO side because, as you've heard in other, I think, meetings on the budget and operating plan, the actual share of the ICANN revenue from the GNSO side, from GTLD registrants through registries and registrars, is actually increasing on a percent basis. Up to about 93% from about 91% last year, according to budget, and so the GNSO is subsidizing CCNSO and ASO activities, et cetera, and where it really becomes troublesome, and this really isn't an issue for you guys on the finance and accounting side, but it is really important to us on the GNSO side. It's becoming a really big competition issue with regard to IDN TLDs, and I think it would be a real disservice for GTLD registrants to subsidize an advantage on the CC side from a competitive point of view. That to me would just be wrong.
So Chuck, I have two comments, and obviously, you know, this isn't something that in 60 seconds of comment, this is a complex issue that I think has been going on for some time, although, as you say, highlighted by the IDN introduction. I would, you know, say maybe taking the second part of this first, say that I think it's important for the GNSO to publicly register that concern as the board is considering, you know, recommendations for IDN Fast Track. I think the second point is that just
by the
in
way,
general,
in that regard, it's good to do it again. But we already did register that concern in the GNSO response to the GAC CCNSO paper that the board requested.
Right, and I'm aware of that. But I'm maybe being redundant, but suggesting that's important to do again. I think the second part of it is that, at least as I've been engaging with CC managers, I'm actually trying to move away from, and I don't actually think it helps the generic side to focus on the cost accounting aspects of this. At one point in the history, at least my understanding of it is that ICANN, that the country code operators sort of took the view that, you know, they were, you know, paying for a fraction of IANA services, and that was the only aspect of ICANN they cared about, and so let's develop a cost accounting point of view that would, you know, result in a very low contribution. I think ultimately the value for generics and for the country code operators is that, especially when we're dealing with these issues of IDNs that are going to cross the namespace, to have the GNSO and CCNSO have a single forum where these issues can be discussed and hopefully policies reached that benefit the overall registrant community. I do so. On the one hand, I sort of resist the cost accounting point of view because I think it's a partial analysis that sort of can lead people to conclusions about pay for attention and those kind of things that is probably not good. On the other hand,
I would disagree with you on that.
Okay, because
I don't think that the CC community has a clue how much is actually spent in support of them. And if they did, they'd probably come back, and many of them would still say, hey, all we want is IANA services. So until they see some actual numbers, I don't think that the reality of what's happening will ever really sink in.
Well, Chuck, I think that's a fair point, and, you know, you may be right. I'm just saying as a justification for spending more money, I think that's a tough way to go. On the other hand, I think your bigger point, and I'm just telling you, paying with this was my own, my own miles on airplanes and away from home. I think that this is an important issue from an overall ICANN model perspective, and it's something that I've personally taken on to try to, you know, work with CC managers to move this ahead. So anyway, the short answer to this is a big issue. The short answer to your question is yes, I think it is not unreasonable that we're showing you know, both a fiscal year 08 shortfall and a fiscal year 09 increase. But this bigger model issue is obviously
right.
a big question.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't know if Kevin is back on.
Yeah. Doug,
okay,
can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. I was.
So I think Tom. It looks like Tom Keller is got his hand up.
Yeah, I got one question. If I have a look at most of the cost drivers you're having on your slide, it seems to me that most of them are extraordinary expenses that only will be around for this year. Is that something you see alike, or do you think we will see the same kind of budget again next year?
I mean, let me try to answer this one, Kevin. If you want to add, you can. I mean, I think first time I would say at a sort of model level, more and more what you're going to see, in fact, we're going to try to include it in the final budget document for this year, is to look at baseline, you know, sort of day-to-day operating expenses and special project expenses. And we'd like to be able to show that to the community so that we could observe things like a new GTLD program that clearly has sort of a beginning, a middle, and an end, and ultimately those costs go away, as well as things that tend to increase the baseline expenses. I'll use the word permanently. Obviously, no decision is permanent. Things could be eliminated, but things that tend to add to the, you know, year-to-year costs of running ICANN. I think what we've tried to do in this budget presentation is focus on what are the big initiatives. Some of those definitely are projects that go away. So the new GTLD project, implementation project, will go away. Obviously, it will be replaced by actually running, you know, the operating expenses of a new TLD. So, you know, there'll be some trade-off there. On the other hand, something like this increase in translation expenses that's planned for this year is likely to be an ongoing year-to-year increase in ICANN's budget. So the question you're asking is exactly the one we want to be able to answer ever better, which is, in any given budget year, how much of this expense really relates to just, you know, performing our basic set of services at some scale? Because obviously there's an assumed sort of operating scale built into there. If there were, you know, thousands of new requests per day or something like that, that would change the cost. But what's the baseline operation? What's the project expense? Which of these go away over time? Which of these stay? I would say that what you see in this budget is actually a mix of both project expenses, like some of these very expensive ones, new GTLD, which will go away, as well as some, like compliance. We wanted to draw out as an important expense. That's likely to stay at that level year to year and not go away. So sorry for the long answer, but you really hit on sort of a hot button for Kevin and me, which is we'd like to make this really clear, you know, what sort of a I'll say permanent, although, again, that's not exactly the right word, but sort of a long-term increase in the baseline budget versus what's the project increase or decrease.
It's to follow up on that same issue
yeah.
that Tom's asking, so because of the significant amount for new TLDs in the fiscal
yeah.
year 09 budget,
yeah.
it's not unlikely to think that the total budget for fiscal year 10 should drop just because of that big amount there and the fact that those all of that budget amount will be recouped in application fees.
Yeah, if we just look at the expense line, and we have not updated the three-year budget projection that we showed in Delhi, but if you go back to that projection, actually, if you look at baseline expenses, we made exactly that projection
yeah,
that in fiscal
right.
10, it would go down. I think forgetting about money that would be returned, because you're really talking about net budget, I'm looking at the total expense dollar budget.
Right.
I think it is likely that it would go down, although what we still have not totally got our hands around yet is what is sort of the operating cost of new TLDs.
Sure.
But you know, I think that's a reasonable expectation that it should be in that neighborhood, perhaps go down. And that's what we forecast last time through.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to only supplement what Doug said is that you'll see in the next version of the document that baseline analysis that Doug was referring to, a first pass of that for the community to review.
Sounds good.
Okay, I see no other hands. I'm wondering if there's anyone that's on the phone who doesn't have the Acrobat window up and wanted to ask a question before I thanked our presenters. So, anyone else have a question? No?
Good. Aubrey, just to close, thank you, everybody, for participating, and I just really want to encourage everyone to make public comments and contribute.
Okay.
That way.
So
appreciate the
you,
contribution.
Kevin,
thank you,
Doug. I very much appreciated you coming, especially those of you that are in L.A. and doing this at such an early morning. So thank you, and good luck with the rest of your day.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.